Today we're going to do dream drawings, that is, drawing a scene from a night dream. To do this, let's begin by just coming into our bodies, feeling the body sitting and breathing. Just resting the attention for a few moments in a sense of body sitting and breathing. Giving ourselves a little bit of stability and capacity to bravely open to ourselves and whatever our night dream may be wanting to show us. So just sitting here, feeling breath, breathing in and breathing out. And now, allowing yourself to replay your night dream in your mind's eye. Run yourself through it from beginning to end. And make your remembering of your dream as vivid as possible. Seeing not only the situations and perhaps people and objects, but also the colors, perhaps how things smell, what you might hear, maybe even taste, and especially how you feel in your body moving through, as it were, this night dream. So take a minute or so for that. And as you feel ready, hone in on one scene in particular that really strikes you as important, is really trying to speak to you about something. You don't need to understand it, or it's strange, it's very vivid. One part of the dream that really stands out somehow for you. And again, make it incredibly vivid in your imagination and feel it in your body. And as best you can, kind of wrap up that scene in your imagination. Feeling again that you are actually sitting here and breathing here, and all is well. And when I ring the bells, to silently open your eyes and begin drawing that particular scene that you've just been visualizing. That particular one, not the whole dream, but that particular scene, as best you can. Whether you draw it kind of as you see it, or it's more abstract, it doesn't matter. Whatever you need to draw to be making sense of this night dream. It's very important during this part that you stay in silence so that you can focus and concentrate and everyone else can as well. You may need to share colors, but do that in silence. If you get hung up on making your drawing beautiful, remember that this is therapy, it's not art. And if you are getting hung up on that, then switch to your non-dominant hand. Your non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, switch to your left hand. And draw as a child. Freely, expressively, without an agenda, except to simply draw. And you'll have about 10, 12 minutes or so for your drawing. You'll have plenty of time. You can just pause for a moment, whether you're done your drawing or not. So the next step now is to, in silence, carrying on in silence, is to describe your drawing. So you can either do this on the corner of your page if you've got a big white space, or you can pull out your journal. Wait till I've finished all the instructions before you do anything. So you can pull out your journal and then just make a list of adjectives for your drawing. So remember how we did this with the object. We just described the object in concrete details, what we would see with the object, what we might feel. Here you want to really be describing your drawing in terms of color, in terms of lines, textures, open spaces, closed spaces, right and left balance, color choices, texture. You can certainly include a list of the kind of objects or items that are in your drawing as well, but be very concrete and not interpretive. Do not interpret your drawing. The interpretations are going to come, but not at this point. Just be really kind of boring and describe it as if you were going to try to describe your drawing to someone who could not see it, was over the telephone. And the person cannot see it, and you don't have FaceTime. Okay? So I'm going to give you about 5 minutes now to do that recording of a list of adjectives. And do it as a column so that you have got space along the right side of each item in case you'll want to make a note later. Make your list really inclusive. Include every single little detail about your drawing. So you should have many, many, many adjectives here. Many descriptions. So if you've only got like 4 or 5, look longer, harder. See what else is there in your drawing. Have you named every color? Have you noticed all the different kinds of lines? Is your drawing mainly curved or with lots of straight angular lines? Does your drawing have lots of empty space, or is it all filled in? Is one half of the page filled in and the other half empty, or the top empty and the bottom filled? Did you only use one color or a couple of colors? That's interesting too. Have you named every object that's in your drawing? And take a half a minute more for that. So now what's going to happen is you're going to work with a partner or partners. Ideally, it's easiest to do this just in pairs, but today we have the fascinating number 13. So I think what we'll do is we'll have groups of three and one group of four. So what will happen then is in your groups is each person's going to take, I'm going to tell you how much time after I finish this, but it's probably going to be about 10, 12 minutes, maybe a tad longer. Each person will take 10, 12 minutes, and the first thing the first person will do is to just briefly share your dream. As you show your drawing, hold up your drawing to your group mates and just tell them about your dream, and then hone in on the drawing. So take, I don't know, about 3 minutes or so for that part. Don't take too long, 3-5 minutes max. And then I'd like you to try on your drawing, try on your dream, just as we did with the object and just as we did with the parts of our dreams that we had written out weeks and weeks and weeks ago. This time we're going to try on the drawing by doing the I am exercise. So with each adjective or descriptor you have, you go, here and now I am blue, here and now I am a wiggly line, here and now I am a house. Okay, and just let the poetry of that speak to you. And chances are you're going to get some revelations that you didn't have when you first wrote out the dream, remembered the dream, or even as you were drawing the dream. New things are going to emerge from this. Just let them emerge. So really take your time. When you have done the here and now part, that person, the first person, is going to pause and make a few notes. And that's why I said leave the right-hand side of your list blank so you can make a few little notes to yourself. If you didn't do that, then, you know, just manage somehow and make a few notes to yourself, especially noticing which parts of the drawing, the dream drawing, you resonate with and which parts you don't, or if it's neither here nor there, then just leave it for the time being. But there'll be a few things that you'll want to make note of. And so then I have a handout for you. Then you can work with the handout. But I think what we'll do is I'll give you the handout in a few minutes. So right now, I'll have you get into your groups. The first person then is going to tell their dream and show their drawing for about 3 to 5 minutes. Then they're going to do the I am exercise with the adjectives for, again, around 3 to 5 minutes, and then reflect. And then that first person will work with some of the questions that I've provided in the handout. And that'll probably take about 15 minutes. And then we'll move to the second person going through the same stages, and then the third person. So it's going to probably be about 15 minutes per person, a little less in the group of four. Just listen to this reading from Joseph Campbell, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And he is responding to an odd night dream that a woman had about her husband looking like a horse. And then he talks about, so it's very, you know, it's a really vivid night dream as we are working with here, and he is reflecting to the audience reading the book on what happens with night dreams. So just listening to this by way of kind of opening you up to what your images from your dreams might be trying to say to you. So Campbell says this: the unconscious sends all sorts of vapors, odd beings, terrors, and deluding images up into the mind, whether in dream, broad daylight, or insanity. For the human kingdom, beneath the floor of the comparatively neat little dwelling that we call our consciousness, goes down into unsuspected Aladdin caves. There, not only jewels, but dangerous jinn abide, J-I-N-N, genies, right? The inconvenient or resisted psychological powers that we have not thought or dared to integrate into our lives. Those are the jinn that show. And they may remain unsuspected, or, on the other hand, some chance word, the smell of a landscape, the taste of a cup of tea, or the glance of an eye may touch a magic spring, and then dangerous messengers begin to appear in the brain. These are dangerous because they threaten the fabric of the security into which we have built ourselves and our family. But they are fiendishly fascinating too, for they carry the keys. They carry the keys that open the whole realm of the desired and feared adventure of the discovery of the self. Destruction of the world that we have built and in which we live and of ourselves within it, but then a wonderful reconstruction of the bolder, cleaner, more spacious and fully human life. That is the lure, the promise and terror of these disturbing night visitants from the mythological realm that we carry within. Once you've finished your reflection, you've done the here and now, you've told your dream, you've shown your picture, your drawing, you've done here and now I am, or in this moment I am, you've done a reflection, then you can go to question 8 and work on that. So with your partners, you're going to be looking at the different components of the dream, or the drawing, the dream drawing, and to let them speak metaphorically. So you're going to be looking at things like right versus left. Is there some kind of balance difference there? And what does that mean for you in your own body, or top versus bottom? And you can speculate what that might mean. You know, predominance of different colors or light line texture, emptiness, negative space, balance. And then, very importantly, is the drawing giving you any new ideas for living the life of your dreams? Does the drawing fit with or comment on your dream path? And what would your mentors say, or mentors say, about your drawing or your dream? Okay, so at this point, take about 5 minutes or so to do this part, and a little less time in the group of four. When each person has finished going through their drawing and all the steps on the handout, then allow yourselves to pause and do a few reflections in your notebook on the experience. And by all means, reflect more upon your dream drawing in the week ahead. And you might even care to do a dialogue with your dream drawing. So you put your drawing in a chair about 10 feet away from yourself and have a sense of what you might want to ask your drawing, and of the character of your drawing, and what it might actually be wanting to say to you, how it might want to speak to you as a personality, as a character even. So that's another way to work with it. And you can look at the new diary article for some more ideas about dream drawings.